One candidate, Mark Martinson, served on the council for the city of Petersburg, and he's run for borough assembly for each of the past 5 years. He's worked in commercial fishing and marine construction. He'd like to repeal a revision of the borough's emergency ordinance passed by the assembly a year ago.
I totally disagree that any government should have the ability to shut down a private business, do what they want in their own house, but private business, to me, that's just wrong. I mean, we had 500 people sign a petition against that ordinance, the emergency ordinance that was passed, and they did it anyway.
The version of the ordinance passed by the assembly last September requires assembly approval for any business closures, and it dropped language on curfews or limitations on gatherings. Martinson does not think the virus will be stopped and does not think it's that deadly. He also cited other reasons for running.
I think we should start a discussion on how to keep working with daycare costs. I had 4 kids in daycare. I know how expensive it is and necessary it is. I mean, we need to get back to regular school sports. Literally, I mean, kids are resilient. What's wrong with healthy people testing positive for COVID despite little or no symptoms? Isn't that the way the miracle we call the human immune system is supposed to work?
Electrician Brandy Tinas was on the assembly for a 3-year term, but fell short in her re-election bid last year. She's also served on the school board. She doesn't think there's a role for the local government in COVID response.
I think that people can take the precautions that they feel that are necessary for their health and their families to either avoid it, or many of us have had it and now have even a stronger immunity, and the vaccines available to those who want it. So at this point, I do not think that the borough needs to be involved in the fight against COVID.
While she was on the assembly, Tinas voted against the revised emergency ordinance, which drew many public comments both for and against. She said she enjoyed her time on the assembly and wants to get back on.
I would like to be somebody that will actively listen to everybody. And I feel that there are several people in town, many people in town, that feel like there's not anybody that's willing to listen on the assembly. That's been a huge motivation to run again.
Attorney and musician Tom Fine Walsh said he doesn't want to force anyone to do anything, but he thinks there is a role for government in the pandemic.
It seems like they're heavily involved in dealing with, you know, with aid money or dealing with grants or programs that have to do with government money coming into the community. And I mean, if they're not doing it, who is? I mean, it seems like there's plenty for the borough to be handling. Somebody's got to do that.
Fine Walsh said he's running to listen to others as well.
My experience as a lawyer will make me really well suited for this position. You know, not necessarily because I spend a lot of time reading legal documents, but because a big part of my job is listening to people. I mean, being a good attorney, you know, being good service provider for your clients is really about listening to people, really, really actively listening, not just thinking about what you're going to say next.
Fine Walsh said he's interested in some zoning changes to encourage more affordable housing options and keeping up affordable electricity and telecommunications. Lars Christensen has worked in commercial fishing, logging, and construction. He's been on the Parks and Recreation Advisory Board and now an advisory board for the Salvation Army in Petersburg. Here's his view on COVID response by the local government.
I think the borough should take an active role in helping stop the spread of it. But I believe everybody should be vaccinated. But I don't believe in forcing people to be vaccinated. And you can't mandate this away, because it's like the flu. I'm afraid it's here for a while.
Christensen said he's got no personal agenda in running for office.
I just want to see this town prosper. I'm born and raised here. I've been a few years outside of town, but I love this town, and I have so much family here, and I just want to see this town prosper.
Christensen said he'd like to take steps to help out Petersburg's aging population and also encourage younger people to move back. Paul Anderson is retired from the U.S. Army and was on the city council for 2 decades. He worked on maintenance for the local drugstore and has a home heating repair business. He's also served on the Resource Advisory Committee for federal funding, the Thomas Bay Power Authority, and several other boards and commissions. He's hoping to see some changes on how the assembly operates.
Yeah, I was quite perturbed at watching some of the actions going on with the assembly when it's current. Basically, when somebody makes a motion and it doesn't get second, it dies. Back in our 20 years on the council when that was city, but we always seconded the motions for purpose of discussion, you know, whether you like it or not, but you got public out there trying to listen to this and they want to take action, they're dead in the water.
Anderson would also like to end daytime meetings of the assembly. He said he wears masks when they're required and has had the vaccine and even a booster shot. But he was also upset when someone reported him for not wearing a mask at the post office. He does not think the borough should take an active role in COVID response.
I guess I'd say no. I don't think the borough should be involved in that anymore. I think that's going to be up to the individual stores and businesses. The borough's already got it for theirs.
Dana Tinas agreed people should be allowed to make their own choices. She challenges the effectiveness of the COVID vaccines and questions their safety. She also wants to repeal the borough's emergency ordinance.
The only role I really think maybe the city could have taken and could still take is assist people who can't afford supplements like vitamin D.
Tinas has been mayor and councillor for the city of Kuprinoff and, like others, does not think the current borough assembly is listening.
I wish to be an advocate for people whose concerns are being ignored. In Petersburg, two fears face us daily, fear of the virus and fear of oppressive government. I don't fear the virus, as I know that it's not very deadly, even for people over 70. I respect the virus, but don't fear it. I do fear governments seizing this crisis to tighten control over their citizens, as we have seen.
Tinas would also like to see the borough take steps to encourage community gardens for more food security. Bob Lynn, retired from a long career in the U.S. Forest Service, is the only incumbent. He doesn't want to mandate vaccination, but thinks government should be educating local citizens. He said there are roles for government in pandemic response.
First of all, is an education of on what it is, what the virus is and can do. I think there's a role for research. I think there's also a role here for funding. If you look at our hospital here, for instance, they've received a tremendous amount of funding to do testing, to do whatever is not, and to keep the doors open, so to speak. And I think that's necessary, and I think that needs to be a continuing role of government.
Besides COVID, Lynn listed a few of the pressing issues he's hoping to work on if he's reelected.
To mention but a few of the issues that we're going to have to face is the borough land selections, the budget, upgrading our utilities, harbor dredging, funding for our schools, completion of the work at our pool facility.
Lynn also said he wanted to pursue taking over the dock at Papke's Landing and completing renovation of the hydroelectric plant at Blind Slough. Candidates said they would comply with a mask mandate in borough buildings to attend assembly meetings, but several said they'd only do so if the assembly voted to approve it. And eighth candidate Jim Vick did not respond to requests to take part in the candidate forum or an interview with KFSK. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vignicki.